Good morning, everyone. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. The Lord Jesus is the resurrection and the life. And it is a resurrection and a life that begins now. It begins now by faith. To receive the gift of faith is to be in living contact with the God who lives and never dies. To receive the gift of faith means that we don't walk by our own sight, but we walk by the light of Christ. To receive the gift of faith means that we have been liberated from all that could imprison us. My brothers and sisters, we are Lazarus. We are the dead men and women who have been buried in the tomb with the wounds of our past and our memories, with all of the inhibitions and regrets and doubts and fears that wrap us and bind us, and the stone sometimes of disbelief that covers the tomb. But the Lord Jesus speaks a word to us today. The Lord Jesus wants us to live again and anew. And He says, Lazarus, come out. He speaks those words to us through a particular path. And it is a path that is communicated to us in prayer, in the sacraments, and through our own cooperation with the prayer of Christ and with the sacramental grace we receive. And therefore, with our own yes, our own fiat to the Lord. And it is a path of true liberation, a path of going from exile into redemption, a path from going from slavery to freedom. And it is the path of faith. My brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus desires us to really know Him. The Lord Jesus desires that we receive the new paradigm of faith, where we can fall and worship Him in our hearts and to receive that liberation of truly worshiping the living God in Jesus Christ. The Lord comes to us in an infallibly efficacious way in His sacraments. That means that His true image and presence is communicated to us in the sacred words and gestures and deeds of the church, of which there are seven. Now, in the Gospel of John, we have reached the seventh sign in the book of signs. The seventh sign, which is the triumph of God who gives life. So much so that a word consonant with God in the Gospel of John is life itself. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. So the Lord gives us life through the sacred signs of the church. And just as the seven is the number of the covenant, so He establishes seven signs of the new covenant. And those signs are the sacraments. And Lent is a time for us to return to the fountain of salvation, to return to discover anew the grace of our baptism, the sealing of the Holy Spirit in confirmation, and the elevation and healing that comes to us through the mystical and real union of our bodies with the risen body of Christ and therefore with God in the Eucharist, where the glorified body communicates His Eucharistic body so that we become His mystical body. We become one living Christ. And the sacraments are infallibly efficacious. That means they always communicate what they point to or what they say. When the priest says, I absolve you, my brothers and sisters, that means the stone is rolled away. That means that the claws that bind our hands and our feet are removed. That means when we say, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, we are claimed by Christ at the fountains of baptism. It means when we are sealed with the Spirit, we have received power. Not the power of the world. Not the power of control and domination and manipulation and speculation and suspicion. The power of a humble Lord who is meek. The power that says, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. And I'm not a captive to the manipulations and speculations of the world. because I walk by faith in Jesus Christ, whom you have sent into the world, into the church, and into my life. And I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. My brothers and sisters, we must come to receive the grace of the sacraments, the sacred words of the prayer of the church that communicate the living Lord Jesus in those sacred signs and gestures that give us the life of the new covenant. But those gestures and signs and the efficaciousness of grace that comes through them must become personal and real. When I mean real, I mean that they have to inform our memory, our understanding, and our will. When I say real, I mean they have to inform the way that we live our lives on a day-to-day basis. It means that we don't live according to the standards of the world. We ask Christ how to live. We ask Christ what it means to be the poor of spirit, to inherit the kingdom of God. We ask Christ what it means to forgive our neighbor. We ask Christ what it means to be a Christian. We ask Christ what it means to be a child of God. My brothers and sisters, the path of the new and everlasting covenant is bound and secure in the prayer of Christ. The prayer of Christ that lives and moves and has its being in the prayer of the church that is infallibly and efficaciously communicated to us in the sacraments. And those sacraments are the way and the truth and the life. And we are called to cooperate with them. We are called to make concrete choices of cooperation with the grace of God in our lives. If we don't do that, in some way we remain like Martha. We're able to come and profess our faith, but the faith hasn't become a communication of the living Lord Jesus to our hearts. And the Lord desires for us to see the glory of God now, today. The Lord desires us to worship Him. The mission of Israel, Israel that had lost everything in exile, which is at the time when Ezekiel writes, and today we hear from the 37th chapter, Ezekiel who is in Babylon, Ezekiel who is a man who knew the glory of the temple and the liturgy of the temple, who was able to behold God face to face in the glory that descended in the Holy of Holies, as a man of prayer in the life of Israel, has lost everything. And yet the prophet Ezekiel will communicate the living word of God to Israel to say, I will raise you from your tombs, and I will give you a new spirit, and I will be your God, and you will be my people. It was the word of the Lord coming through Ezekiel to the people of Israel to say that your sins are not the final reality of your life. Your weaknesses and your hardships and your despair do not define who you are, because I am faithful and I am always true, and you will know the Lord. The living, efficacious communication of God's fidelity and His taking Israel from Babylon back to Israel, to Jerusalem, is the communication of grace we receive in the sacraments in even a more powerful way. So much so that in the 8th chapter of the letter to the Romans, St. Paul would say, we don't walk according to the flesh. He's not talking about the body. He's not talking about just worldly desires. The flesh is a life of isolation from God. The flesh is a world with a personal I, where my I am, or I say, or I do, or I walk, or I make, is the center of reality. To live by flesh is a life in captivity, because we are not one with God. And baptism takes that I that is in isolation and immerses us in the death of Christ, and therefore in the resurrection of Christ. And the Spirit with which God raised Jesus from the dead lives in us and dwells in our hearts. And that is how we walk. So that the Spirit gives life. The Spirit gives us God. The Spirit gives us Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, the resurrection, and the life. My brothers and sisters, we are on the road to Easter. We are on the road to the risen Lord Jesus, whom we worship with great simplicity and great gratitude in our hearts. We desire to be renewed as we walk this road. We desire to walk to the glory of the Easter vigil with hearts that have been transformed and opened by grace. We desire that the prayer of Jesus becomes a living prayer in our hearts, that the sacraments are truly received and lived by our personal choices and by our cooperation with the grace that God gives us. We desire for the confession of the church manifested on the lips of Martha to be our own. Lord Jesus, we have come to believe that you are the one that God has sent. And we desire that the Lord's own words into our hearts and define our life. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die.